Right, okay, I'm back, and I'm actually seething. I'm furious. I'll be hard pushed not to use some foul language right now. I just rang up to book my transport for going to the hospital. Oh, I'm so angry. Every so often, they do these assessments to see whether you're still entitled to the transport. Like anything's going to change for me, ha, bloody ha. Well, not in the, you know, in the immediate future anyway. So I did one last month, and I said to the woman, I've just done this last month. She said, well, sometimes it flags up the postcode, and I said, okay. I said, what a waste of everyone's time it is. So they asked me, how is your mobility? I said, it's bad. She said, well, what do you use a stick or a frame? No, you'd use a frame or walking aid. I said, no, I've got kidney failure. And I said, oh no, first of all, she asked me, how do you get around if you go and if you travel around? The options were taxi, public transport, or friends and relatives. So I said, well, I don't really go anywhere because I haven't been anywhere much recently. And I said, but if I do, it's by taxi. So then she said, how's your mobility? And I said, it's bad. She said, well, do you use any kind of aid to walk with? I said, no. But she said, well, what's the problem then? And I said, well, these people are just so rude. I said, I've got kidney failure. And I said, I can walk, but I haven't got the stamina or the energy to get very far under my own steam. She said, well, if I click that, it's going to say you're not eligible for it. I said, well, don't be so ridiculous. I said, you know, I know it's not her fault, but I said, look, I've done this assessment recently. How can I not be eligible for it? I said, I'm also blind. And then she said, she must have got round it somehow. Sometimes I think they just be deliberately awkward. And so she got round that and she said, when's your appointment? So I told her when my appointment is, where. I said, I'll have an escort. What's the reason for your escort? I said, because I can't really manage on my own. Now, I last year had very serious issues about my energy levels. They were worse than they are, a lot worse than they are now. I can go on my own now, to be fair. But the thing is, if you've got something, why not use it? I had I really couldn't manage. I was very, very weak for a couple of weeks. Well, 6 to 7 weeks last year. And I couldn't really go on my own. So I had to get a letter from my GP, which I did, and that went on their files. And so she said, what's the reason for your escort? And I said, well, I can't really manage on my own. And she said, well, I'm afraid that's not a reason. Well, what is a bloody good reason then? What is the reason why people have an escort? I said, well, I'm sorry. I've had a letter from my GP. It must be on your records. I said, come on now. You're taking the piss. She was just being really deliberately really picky. And I said, look, come on now. I said, I'm not a criminal. She made me feel like I was like trying to get something that I'm not entitled to. I said, look, I'm not a criminal. Believe me, if I didn't have to use this transport system, I wouldn't. I mean, it's only the last year that I've really used it, since all that trouble I had last year. Before that, Niall and I would always, you know, we'd always never took transport. You know, I'd always go up on the train and come back on the train, unless there was a reason why I couldn't take Niall, which was when I had my tube inserted a couple of years ago, and I didn't take him. And so I got transport. And then another time, when I do my adequacy test, which involves having to take all my bags that I've drained out for 24 hours before, the day before. I can't, they're like more than 2 litres each bag. I can't carry all that on the train. So then I would get transport. But they're the only times. Normally I'm just, you know, up there or on the train. But now I haven't, I'm not saying I'll never be able to do it again. I probably will if I, you know, take my time and get confident again. But at the moment I'm not in that position. And I said, look, I'm not a criminal. You're making me feel as if I'm trying to get something that I'm not entitled to. I said, I am entitled to this, you know. I said, and if it comes back saying I'm not, I said, you're just, you know, the hospital will just have to sit and watch me die because there's no other way I can get there. I can't afford taxis. It's like more than 40 quid each way. Where am I going to get that kind of money from, I'm afraid? And if I can't get on the train, then what am I supposed to do? So there's never any question that I'm not entitled to it, for goodness sake. So I just can't stand these Jobsworth. They really, really get me down. So I said, you know, you're making me feel like a criminal. I said, I'm not a criminal. If I didn't have to use this system, believe me, I wouldn't. I said, it's a terrible system. The new system is awful. I said, it was meant to be an improvement on the last. I said, do you really think I'd come all the way up there and have transport to get all the way up there and if I didn't have to and then have to wait around for hours to come home if I could just get the train? I mean, what planet is she on for? Goodness sake, I nearly slipped up then. It just made me really, really angry, and sorry I'm having a bit of a rant, but, you know, it's a bit like these social workers that go poking around people's... I know they have to investigate every report they get, but... And not just social workers, anything like this. You know, when someone on here, on Audio Boom... reported another a guide dog owner said that she left her dog all the time, and then it necessitated them to come out, investigate, find it was a load of crap. And then, you know, it takes these people away from what they're really supposed to be doing. And so all this, you know, making me meanwhile loads of people were probably in the queue to book their transport, and she's faffing around picking fault with everything I say. And then she, at the end of it all, she says, have you got a pen? No, I'm blind. Oh, okay. I've booked your transport for you. I mean, she wasn't rude or anything. I was probably the ruder of the two, but it's just the way she spoke to me. She spoke to me like, I'm trying to get something that I'm not entitled to. I'm trying to play the system to get my escort with me because I want to take him out for a day out. Yes, a day out to the renal outpatients where he's going to watch me have my blood taken and see me get told off by the doctor about something, probably. And what else? Oh, see me get weighed and listen to me answering a load of questions about what symptoms I have and if I sleep and if I have itching. And what else? What else do they do to me up there? You know, he really wants to come for the day out. Yay! Day out at the hospital. We can even go in the cafe where they've got the shittiest food ever. Anyway, that's my little rant. And I will speak to you again soon.